It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
And Shane Mast with us this morning. Shane, good morning.
Morning.
So making a home purchase, usually the biggest purchase people make in their entire life, and very few people could just walk in and pay cash. Talk about financing a home.
Financing right now is it's getting a little bit trickier because the inflation is at a not record high, but high since 1980. Consumer prices are up 7.5% since 1980. And a lot of your listeners probably remember what was happening in 1980, just at the end of the Carter administration going into the Reagan. We had double-digit inflation. We had, you know, gas shortages, all those things. We have supply chain issues now. We have rising interest rates. And I'm not trying to scare people in that it's going to be another 1980, but that's the last time when we're the highest since that period right now. So interest rates are going up. The Federal Reserve is meeting next month, and they are in anticipation of that. Your average interest rate has gone up almost an entire percent from the low threes to the high threes, low fours now for your normal interest rate.
And so that obviously has an impact on what folks can do when they're wanting to buy a home.
Yeah, it does. It affects your purchasing power. Now, most people don't buy just because they're approved at a maximum of $350,000. Most people aren't going to buy a $350,000 house and become what we call in the industry house poor, where all your money's going to your mortgage. So those people, though, that are buying at the top of their budget, this affects them more. For somebody that was at $350,000, but they're more looking at a $3,000, they'll probably still do okay.
And
but part of the go ahead.
Well, no. So part of this is that it's definitely a shift. And if you've been thinking about selling, you've really got more to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, still, it's crazy to think about. But homes, Realtor.com just came out with the statistics for the past 12 months. And currently, right now, homes are selling at the fastest pace ever recorded, meaning once they're listed to going pending, that time period is the shortest period of all time. So selling right now is still a great time to sell. It's much, much harder to find a house because our inventory is as low as it was last January, and it seems to be shrinking. So we're getting more houses are going pending than are going on the market. So our inventory is going down still. But as far as selling your house, that's a no-brainer right now. Our office just had a 10-offer listing last week.
Wow.
But that's nine buyers that were qualified and wanted the house and didn't get it.
Yeah, man, that's it's interesting times. Now, when you're financing, there's a lot of different options about types of loans, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of different lots of different loans for different types of borrowers. So you have there's some lower income type loans that are little to no money down. There are loans for people with that maybe have a higher credit score and make a little bit more money. That's the conventional loan, a non-government loan. The government loans are mostly like FHA, VA, USDA are for lower income, lower credit score borrowers. And the crazy part about those, the good thing for the borrowers is they actually have lower interest rates, even though it's easier to get that loan than a conventional loan. But because the government is subsidizing them and lessening the risk to the lender, they are able to get a lower interest rate. So right now, an interest rate for a USDA or sorry, for an FHA or a VA is somewhere in the mid threes, where if you're at conventional, you're going to be closer to four or maybe even above it.
So people really need to look at their situation, find out what they're eligible for instance, VA, if they're a veteran, and kind of really chart out a course, you know, if we did this, this would be what we'd have. I mean, you really got to map it all out. It sounds like that's something it would be good to have the conversation with you or one of your other professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. And could I talk a little bit about market stats?
Sure.
All right. So the market statistic just came out for January, and I would like to say a little bit about our brokerage. So our brokerage started about 14 months ago, and you know we're a new brokerage, but I always tell people we're not new agents. We came from every other major company. You know, we have agents from REMAX, Berkshire Hathaway, Keller Williams, Century 21, EXP. But our agents actually at Oregon Life Homes closed 30% of every home that was closed in Douglas County was an Oregon Life Home sale. So we closed 37 of the 121 sold in the county. So I just wanted to give my agents a shout out. They are doing really good. And this is, like we always say, we're just getting started.
Wow. So obviously a busy time for your staff. And I know one of the other things as well is with all these changing things, you guys put a lot into the training effort.
Absolutely. We train at least 4 hours a week. So it's required that you have 30 hours every 2 years. So that's less than an hour a month or just over an hour a month. And like I said, we do that within a month. We have almost as much as most companies train for an entire year. And we do that because, like you're saying, it is changing constantly. If you write an offer today, February 11th, 2022, the same way you wrote an offer even in like October of last year, it's not going to get accepted. If you get into a multiple offer situation, it's way different than a multiple offer situation was 6 months ago. And that is why we're selling more properties is we're staying current with how to get offers accepted so we can win the 10 offer bidding wars and not make the borrower necessarily pay more money. There's more things that a seller looks at besides money. There's inspection times, there's repairs, there's move out possession after close. There's a lot of things you can do to make your offer stand out over the other offers to get accepted besides just throwing more money at it.
And if people are looking at buying or selling and are trying to figure some things out, talk about your website, what they can find there.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is theoregonlife.com. So it's theoregonlife.com. And on there, there's little things you can do. You can search properties. You can set yourself up on searches. You can get sign up for market reports that you get every week about your neighborhood, what's going on there and sales-wise. You can also do property evaluations. We actually have a tool that you can just plug in your address, and the computer will send you one. And that one's not super accurate, but it gets you in the ballpark to tell you about what your house is worth. And then if that piques your interest, then you can set up a time for an agent to actually come to your house and give you a full evaluation. There's no obligation by doing that. We would just do that as a service as being real estate agents and having unique skills and information to be able to tell you what your house is worth. And if you decide you don't want to sell, we won't pressure you at all. We'll just thank you for your time and just ask that you call us when you are ready.
So if people do want to get connected with you, what's a good phone number to use?
Our phone number is 541, of course, 391-4945. And we are located right there on Garden Valley Boulevard, right across from Kentucky Fried Chicken and next to Casey's Restaurant.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, Douglas County Real Estate Update. Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:59 at the Morning Report.